Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, February 12th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. First up is a new report from Bloomberg with new details about features that may have been planned for iOS 12 but are now being pushed to 2019. We recently learned that Apple is pushing new features like an update to how the home screen works and CarPlay changes to iOS 13 in favor of focusing on improving software quality and slowing down the development process. Bloomberg now adds that iPad software updates coming in 2019 include the ability to have tabbed windows of the same app, run two instances of the same app side by side, new Apple Pencil features, and muting email alerts per thread. Bloomberg says Apple's Home app, which controls HomeKit accessories, including HomePod, could come to the Mac this year, however, which would be huge for me. Other details for this year include a redesigned Animoji picker, Animoji integration into FaceTime, possibly, and potentially group video calling. Improvements to Do Not Disturb and group augmented reality gaming are also in the works, according to the report. In the app space, Altho's Odyssey for iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV now has a release date and price. The game follows the original version released in 2015 after multiple delays last year. Altho's Odyssey gameplay can be seen in a newly released trailer, with pre-orders available on the App Store for $4.99. The title will be released in 10 days on February 22nd. And finally, we've learned a few more details about HomePod during its first 3 days on the market. First, 9to5 Mac has learned that the non-removable cloth-covered cable can be repaired for $29 through Apple and not covered through AppleCare Plus. Other repairs cost a full $279 out of warranty without AppleCare Plus. We've also learned that the power cable actually is removable if you shimmy it out just right, but you probably shouldn't try this at home. Instead, check out 9to5 Mac on YouTube to see for yourself without damaging your HomePod. Inside the housing is a dual prong connector, while the HomePod cable is angled and has two slots for either prong. We've also published our initial hands-on with the best and worst parts of HomePod, plus a tip for easily using HomePod with Apple TV audio. For an in-depth review of the sound side of HomePod, one Redditor has published a very detailed analysis of HomePod's audio output, which was later tweeted out by Apple's marketing VP, Phil Schiller. And for a look inside HomePod, iFixit has completed its teardown following a long process over the weekend. Unsurprisingly, iFixit rates HomePod 1 out of 10 for poor repairability. But the disassembly process and exploded look at the internals is quite interesting, as it even includes a look at the HomePod's LED array that makes up the Siri waveform on top. The portless HomePod even includes a hidden 14-pin connector housed on the bottom of the speaker when its rubber base is removed. And while a new HomePod runs on an A8 chip like the iPhone 6, the teardown revealed that HomePod also features 16 gigabytes of internal storage, like the cellular Apple Watch Series 3, although that space is only used for the operating system and cached audio, as you can't download media on the fly. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.